From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Jack Sonderegger, reading Forlorn River by Zane Grey. Now, let's begin with Forlorn River. Chapter 1. Ben Ide named this lonely wandering stream Forlorn River because it was like his life. Ben was well-born and had attended school until 16 years of age. But from the time he had given up to his passion for the open country and the chase of wild horses, he had gotten nowhere. That seemed the way of Forlorn River. It had its beginning in Clear Lake, a large body of surface water lying amid the sage mountains of northwestern California. It had begun well enough at its source under the beautiful, rounded, bare mountains of gray sage and flowed bravely on for a few miles. Then suddenly it became a lost river. That was what it was called by the Indians. It meandered around under the foothills with their black fringe of juniper, into the wide gray valleys where thousands of wild horses roamed, to and fro across the open country as if seeking escape, on toward the dark pine-timbered ranges of Nevada, and back again, a barren little stream without creeks or springs to freshen it, a wilderness waterway, dear to the Indian and horse hunter and cowboy, slackened by the thirsty clay flats to the west and crowded away on the north by the huge red bluff that blocked entrance into Wild Goose Basin. Forced at last to describe a wandering 100-mile circle, and find on the other side of the sage hills, not far from its source, a miserable, sand-choked outlet into the vast level ranch and pasture land, which had once been the bottom of Tulip.